From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The House adopted an amendment to its massive fiscal 2018 spending package that would prevent livestock operations from having to report air emissions of ammonia and other hazardous substances. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in April that the EPA in 2008 illegally exempted all but the largest CAFOs from reporting emissions that exceed certain levels. According to AgriPulse, the appeals court has given EPA until November 14th to decide how to enforce the reporting requirement. A trio of American organizations say the Trump administration should take action to address a Brazilian tariff on imported biofuels. The call to action comes after Brazil imposed a tariff that the group says threatens over $750 million in U.S. exports and American jobs. AgriPulse reports that last month, Brazil announced a two-year tariff rate quota for ethanol imports that include 20% tariffs after 600 million liters of imports. Between 7,500 and 9,000 cattle in eastern Montana have been displaced by wildfires, but there have been no major reports of cattle deaths yet. Garfield County's Ann Miller tells Brownfield Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke has announced that Fish and Wildlife would open the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge for emergency grazing. Miller says volunteers are working to provide ranchers with any relief items they might need. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.